Do not answer this letter if it is painful. My uncle will send me news of your health, and we will meet soon. I hope that you will have a smile on your face. Then I will not need any other happiness. Elizabeth Lavenza. I read the letter. Then I remembered the monster's words. I will be with you on your wedding night. He wanted to take away my only hope of happiness. He planned to kill me. There will be a fight between us, I thought. If the monster wins, I will be dead. He will have no more power over me. But if I destroy him, I will be free at last. Then I can be happy with Elizabeth. Sweet, lovely Elizabeth. I read the letter again and again. I dreamed of love. I decided that we must marry very soon. If I wait, the monster will take revenge in another way, I thought. I wrote a letter to Elizabeth. Do not be afraid, I wrote. I love only you. I promise that I will try to bring you happiness. But I have a terrible secret that I must tell you. When you hear it, you will look at me in horror. I will tell you my story of misery the day after our marriage, because, my sweet cousin, there must be no secrets between us. But until then, I will say nothing more about this subject. We returned to Geneva a week later. Elizabeth welcomed me, but there were tears in her eyes. I was not the same person. I was thin after my long illness. She was different too. She was thinner, and her face was not as bright and happy as before. But she was warm and kind. I needed her calmness and sweetness. My father spoke to me about the wedding. "Do you love another woman?" he asked. "No, only Elizabeth. Let's decide on a date for the wedding. I promise that, in life or in death, I will give myself to her." When I thought about the monster, I felt terrible. There were days when I did not speak to anybody. I was angry and crazy. Elizabeth was the only person who could help me. Her quiet voice calmed me. But the monster's words were in my ears. "I will be with you on your wedding night."